This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Don't forget, this Sunday, you want to be at Tice's Beer Garden, 11 a.m. until whenever. We're going to be there till at least 1 p.m. leading up to Saints Redskins. Tice's Beer Garden, a great spot to catch all of your games. You can get 18 wings for the very low price of $8 during every NFL game there. So you want to take advantage of that.
By the way, your pal Mike from Ashburn, also known as Sports Yak.
Yeah, he hates that, by the way. He hates when we combine his name plus his nickname. He doesn't want the nickname out there publicly.
He doesn't?
Yeah, I don't know why. He's weird that way.
Didn't he have a website at one point where he was writing columns under Sports Yak?
Yeah, I know, but now he's a little bit more accomplished in
the real estate industry, from that persona.
He's trying to stay away from
that. Okay.
All right, I'm just making a point.
Okay. And by the way, that's his Twitter handle, too. So he sends me a tweet, and he just pointed out that the Saints, if you look at their last four wins, they're on the 7-game tear, and we're all buying in the Saints.
Sure.
And by the way, Deuce McAllister didn't have time to ask him his percent. He sounds like he wouldn't be stunned at all if the Saints lose this game.
Right. I know.
Because he is a former player. He knows how screwy the NFL is.
Well, we haven't been paying attention to the Saints. Apparently, the last four games are turning the ball over all the time. They're still getting.
You know how many touchdowns Drew Brees has thrown in the last two games? Or last three games?
How many?
One.
Well, he doesn't have to because all they do is rush for touchdowns.
They had six rushing touchdowns.
Race people.
Mike pointed out the four quarterbacks they've faced in the last 4 weeks, and it's.
Poop.
Mitch Trubisky.
I know. Tyrod Taylor.
Taylor just got benched for a guy I've never heard of. Nathan Peterman.
You've never heard of Nathan Peterman?
Oh, yeah.
And you?
Yes.
I'm a DFS loser. Okay.
The only reason I heard of him is because he threw a touchdown at the end of the last game. Right.
Yes.
I had no awareness of his college career.
No, I couldn't tell you.
I have no idea how many years he's been in the league. I know nothing about
this
the starting quarterback
year.
Of the Bills. Nathan Peterman.
This is his rookie year.
Okay, well, I know nothing about him.
Ooh, maybe this is a good week to pick the Chargers.
So who else?
Survivor.
Give me the last four quarterbacks that faced.
Oh, I don't have it in front of me, but you can make the argument that other than Tom Brady early on,
I'll give it to
Kirk Cousins will be the best quarterback they faced so far this year. Now, they did face, I think, Stafford and the Lions.
Yeah.
But if you think Cousins is better than
him. I do.
Well, and they also pointed out that Bradford tore him up.
They have faced Tyrod Taylor / Nathan Peterman. Jameis Winston.
Not Jameis Winston, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
That's right, because he was there. Mitch Trubisky and
Brett Hundley.
And Brett Hundley. Yep.
Ooh, that is a
listen. I think,
whole list of garbage quarterbacks.
Okay, but we did the same thing with the Vikings. We said, look at who they play.
They did score 30 against the Vikings.
I'm not saying the Skins can't score, but you got to stop the Saints.
Correct. And that's the
and
problem.
They couldn't stop Case Keenum.
And by the way, stopping teams has been the problem in all of their losses.
Yeah,
I'm just laughing.
It's not like they're losing 13-10 games.
It's the same old donks that are tweeting, but like Turpin put when Cakes is on the side of this can't lose.
I know that's what I said earlier
because I'm browbeaten into it. Like you three were like, let's load up,
honestly,
come on. I really didn't want to do the bet. I still favor the Saints, but all along I said I wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe
if
it's
the
a 10%. Maybe
this.
I'll bump it to 10%.
I couldn't have been more convinced.
I still think we got a 90% chance of losing.
Couldn't have been more convinced. The Seahawks are going to crush the Redskins.
I mean, originally it was a 20-25%. Might bump it up more. It's about 40% chance for the Redskins win.
You think you realistically think 4 times out of 10 will outscore them?
Well, I know immediately after this Redskins game.
We'll limit that rushing
attack.
I'll
give it 2 out of 10.
They're going to be 14 out of 16 on third downs. They're going to have 86 first downs.
Right.
Yeah, but Redskins...
They're going to have 8 rushing touchdowns.
And Deuce McAllister kind of brought this up. The Redskins, based on what happened last week, and based on it being kind of a desperate situation, and based on the players calling themselves out about practice, I think their attention to detail is going to be greater. Their offense, which put up 30 against the Vikings defense, can do the same thing against the Saints defense.
The Skins were desperate last year when they played the Giants.
Understood.
Teams lose desperation games all the time.
Grabby.
Understood.
Grabby.
But I always said, and I said this on Sunday, I said it on Monday on the show, the Saints are due a dud.
Hey, do you think we're going to win or lose this bet? Honestly. Bea, what do you honestly think?
I don't think the Saints are that good.
And he's been consistent with that.
So you honestly think there's a very good chance we could lose this bet?
I think it's pretty close to a toss-up. Maybe
you're telling me we put $1,500.
I think it was really dumb
on a coin.
Hey,
toss.
Somebody flip a coin right now.
No,
hold on. You're asking one guy.
I know.
Opinion.
I'm just curious. He's objective.
Ask the people in Vegas if it's a coin toss.
They don't think it's a coin flip.
This isn't a coin, but this will be the Redskins.
That's a USB hub. It's a USB hub thing.
You can't even remember which side is which.
Right. Flip Redskins. Your phone. This That's what you should flip.
All right. Saints won.
Saints won. Do it five times. Saints won. Saints won.
Every coin flip's an independent event. You ruined
that. That thing must be weighted poorly. Saints are winning left and right. Four in a row. Five in a row. The Saints won. There you go. I'm telling you. I think our money is safe.
Ultimately, we actually want the Skins to win for them to stay relevant.
That's what I
and
said.
We have a rating
it's worth
sweat.
It. It's worth it for
exactly.
us.
It's a win-win.
It's worth it.
We haven't had good fall book numbers in the past when the Redskins have been terrible.
They had the best numbers ever, and they're horrible.
I know. I can't wrap my head around
it. The
best
numbers ever when three of us were on vacation
Valdez,
the whole month.
It's a win-win.
What do you mean?
If the Saints win, you win a little bit of money.
If
the Skins win, it could
bonus
be worth
money.
More.
I actually think it'll be better radio if everyone just loses their money
right.
and everyone's bitter.
Right.
Well,
then
they'd be happy,
win.
Though. The Skins won.
Yeah, I actually think you'll be more bitter about peeling off 360.
Do you think that's going to change my life?
No, but you get bitter about peeling off cash.
You won't be happy.
I will admit.
It's coming from a fund I never touched.
The best radio scenario is Redskins win and Tiger wins a stupid challenge.
If Tiger wins the hero,
if he wins the hero,
we're going to do 4 hours
I'm
on
taking
it.
The next week off.
Just, I hope just the Skins aren't playing down. Because Tiger.
It's
Tiger,
me on the show.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
Red me on
the show. I got it. If Tiger wins the hero, I'll porky pig the whole show.
Oh, right.
Porky pig
at
the whole show.
At least with your undies, though.
No. Porky pig the whole show. Now, obviously, nobody can come in or anything.
We wear your Nike hat and a red Sunday polo.
Yeah.
That'll be the shirt. Porky pig.
I'll porky pig the show.
And then
you'll
walk in and
hero.
He'll stick a fork. He'll poke you in the butt with a fork.
That's
that
fine,
makes
right?
as much sense.
I'll porky pig the show
yes.
if they win the hero.
Yep.
Be butt-tized to do that.
That'd be great. Now you know you're pretty safe on that.
I think I'm pretty safe. Yeah.
Real quick, we'll take the 10th and 11th callers.
Throw the chair away.
We're giving away another pair of tickets to see Georgetown take on Syracuse December 16th at the Capital One Arena. Tickets on sale now through the Capital One Arena box office. You can win your way in all week long right here on 106.7 The Fan. Get more details at thefandc.com/contest. So 10th caller will get those. 11th caller will hook up a ticket to see Dead & Company live in concert November 21st. Capital One Arena. Tickets on sale now through Live Nation. And the Capital One Arena box office. You can win your way in all week long right here on 106.7 The Fan. It's all courtesy of Live Nation.
Yeah, just bet it all, Cakes.
Hey,
bet
can
everything you
call
have.
Bet everything
MGM,
you own.
National, whatever it's called. Can you call them?
Harbor.
Whatever it's called. Can you call them and tell them we want to do
watch party?
A Tiger
watch.
Viewing party?
Yeah, tap.
At tap.
In
at tap.
Sports bar?
Yes.
Or what about like if we could do it at like Copper Three Wood?
Okay, can you stop with the zings? I'm just trying to do.
Let's
I'm
do it
trying
both
to,
of them.
I'm just trying to. Can we
Thursday
do
at one and Friday at the other?
A Tiger viewing party. Can we please do this?
You got 7 seconds.
All right, got to get out of here.
Cakes,
for Bish,
just
Cakes,
bet it all.
EB, just JP.
Bet
we'll
it
see
it
you tomorrow.
Bing,
boom.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.